most beneficently, most merciful. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, the Rabb of the worlds, and I praise Him, all the praise that is due to Him, and I bear witness that is He is the true God that deserves to be worshipped alone, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is His true slave and messenger. I proceed to say first my apologies for everyone here for the delay, which is out of control indeed. The early mosque that conducted the mosque that conducted the Asr prayer finished the earliest time was 4:03 in Breida, so I had to rush, and this is why I was late. Today, inshallah, I will talk about a subject which may be known to some a little bit more than others, and perhaps not known at all for many, and that is the story of Jesus as told in the Quran. And I put a title for this, and I said I put this title to indicate that there is a uniform message of the oneness of God, of Allah, and hopefully that this will be presented to you as it came by the word of Allah in the Quran. In my introduction, I say that many people agree to the fact that God, Allah's word, cannot be contradictory. He is the creator and the only creator, the originator and the provider. And that He is the first, nothing is before Him. He is the last, there is nothing that comes after Him. Everything ends up to Him. And that is the and He is the most high, nothing is above Him. And He is the most near in His reach, in His encompassing, and nothing is beyond His reach. He encompasses everything while He is above heavens, seeing, observing, in charge, in full control. He is the all-knower, the most compassionate, the irresistible, most merciful, and severe in punishment. Most perfect in His names and attributes. He does not beget, nor is He begotten. And there is no co-equal to Him. And there is nothing like unto Him. And thus, therefore, with all these perfect attributes, He deserves to be worshipped alone. Religion, as revealed to nations before us and to mankind up to the day of resurrection, is unified in its essence. Because it is a revelation. And revelations, when they are as they came, must be true. When they come from Allah, as revelations are in their original, documented, and well-transmitted forms, they must be true and they must not contradict each other. Because they originate from the same source, from God, who, perfect in His attributes, all wise and all just, cannot be contradictory. Any message from the perfect God is true and must not therefore contradict any other revelation. When there is contradiction, quote unquote, themselves for human elements, injecting things that fit certain purposes and desires. Those who receive the revelations are chosen by God, Allah, and thus He serves the particular chosen prophet or messenger, serves Allah as Allah wants. He is entrusted with the message, starting with Adam, passing by Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and ending with Muhammad, peace be upon them all. The essence of religion was and still is, people must submit to their Creator and worship Him as He revealed to their respective messengers and or prophets. This is the unified message, and Jesus, peace be upon Him, is one of those great prophets who was sent to the children of Israel. After Moses, confirming the revelation that was given to Moses, which was the Torah, and then preaching the gospel that he received from Allah, God, most glorified and most exalted He is. The same message was confirmed by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, came confirming the gospel that was received by Jesus, as well as the Torah received by Moses, and then with a final message to all mankind, the Quran. The Quran being Allah's word confirms therefore all the true scriptures that came before. And therefore the message continues to be unified. To set up not any partner with Allah, submit to Him and worship Him alone. This introduction is meant to give this background to the respective listeners here, and to quote from the Quran the story of Isa, of Jesus, peace be upon him, hoping that the truth regarding the personality of Jesus becomes clear to every one of you. In a room, and a human was born. First, who is his family? The family of Isa, of Jesus, as his name is in the Quran, Isa, is the family of Imran, I-M-R-A-N. They were chosen by Allah, as Allah states in the Quran. I read the text in Arabic, give you the translation of the meaning. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. In the chapter of Al Imran, the family of Imran, verses 33 and 34 in the Quran, Allah chose Adam, Noah, the family of Abraham, and the family of Imran above Al-Alameen, mankind and jinns of their times, offspring one from the other, and Allah is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower. An honorable mother under Allah's care. The grandmother of Jesus, Mary's mother, the wife of Imran, was pregnant. And when she was pregnant, she made a vow. Allah states this in the Quran saying, إِذْ قَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Remember when the wife of Imran said, O my Rabb, referring to Allah, and the Rabb is the one who gave all things the power to grow, to move and to change, to whom belongs the creation and commandment. This is one of the names of Allah. Remember when the wife of Imran said, O my Rabb, Allah, I have vowed to you what is in my womb to be dedicated to your services, free from all worldly work, to serve your place of worship. So accept this from me. Verily you are the hearer, the all-knower. Allah accepted her invocation, and Mary was born. And Mary was kept under the care of Prophet Zakaria, who was married to her sister. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most verified, says, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. In the chapter of Al Imran, verse 37, so her Rabb Allah accepted her with goodly acceptance. He made her grow in a good manner and put her under the care of Zakaria. Every time he entered Al-Mihrab, which is a praying place or a private room where she was in to visit Mary, he found her supplied with sustenance. He said, O Mary, from where have you got this? She said, from Allah. Verily Allah provides sustenance to whom He will, without counting. Allah chose her, Mary, above all the women of her lifetime. He says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And remember when the angel said, O Mary, verily Allah has chosen you, purified you from polytheism and disbelief, and chosen you above the woman of Al-Alameen, mankind and jinns of her lifetime. In the Quran, Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 42. The good news. The angels brought Mary the good news about the birth of a word from Allah. The word was be, and he was Jesus, the son of Mary. Allah says about this, إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهُ اسْمُهُ الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ومن المقربين، ويكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا ومن الصالحين. Remember when the angel said, O Mary, verily Allah gives you the glad tidings of the world, be, and he was, that is Jesus, son of Mary, from him. The word from him does not mean part of him, because God, Allah, is not partitioned and not subject to partitioning. This is a degradation of his attributes. Continuing, a word from him, his name will be the Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary, held in honor in this world and in the hereafter. And he will be one of those who are near to Allah. He will speak to the people in the cradle and in manhood, and he will be one of the righteous. The Quran, chapter 3, verses 45 and 46. The word, therefore, is not God. It is a word from God, spoken by him and not part of him. He most glorified does not partition himself into anything or any being. Remember, Jesus had no father, no human father. Adam had no human father, also no mother. The miraculous creation of Allah. Mary got the news. She raised the question. قَالَتْ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ قَالَ كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. She said, O my Rabb Allah, how shall I have a son when no man has touched me? He said, so it will be, for Allah creates what he wills. When he has decreed something, he says to it only be, and it is. In the Quran, Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 47. Such miraculous creation does not make of him, of Jesus, son of God. Adam had neither a father or a mother. If this was the criteria, then Adam should have been said so to be son of God, quote unquote, but neither one is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact responded when a delegate of Christians came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, questioning him about the nature of Isa, of Jesus. The revelation came to Muhammad as in the Quran in Surah, the same chapter, but verses 59 and 60. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Verily the likeness of Jesus in Allah's sight is the likeness of Adam. He created him from dust, then he said to him, be, and he was. This is the truth from your Rabb, so be not of those who doubt. And Allah does not beget. We read in the story of Maryam, in fact there is a chapter by the name of Mary, which is chapter 19 in the Quran, about the conception of Mary, conceiving Jesus, delivering him, and then had to face the insults of the Jews then, and witness more miracles to come. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. And mention in the book, the Quran, O Muhammad, the story of Mary, when she withdrew in seclusion from her family to a place facing east. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. She placed a screen to screen herself from them. Then we sent to her our Ruh, the angel Gabriel, and he appeared before her in the form of a man in all respects. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِنْ كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. She said, verily, I seek refuge with the most beneficent Allah from you, if you do fear Allah. He said, calming her, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. The angel said, I am only a messenger from your Rabb to announce to you the gift of a righteous son. قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرًا وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. She said, how can I have a son when no man has touched me, nor I am unchaste? قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. He said, the angel, so it will be your Rabb Allah said, that is easy for me, for Allah, and we wish to appoint him as a sign to mankind, and a mercy from us, from Allah, and it is a matter already decreed by Allah. فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا. So So she conceived him, and she withdrew with him to a far place, that is Bethlehem, which is the valley about 4 to 6 miles from the city of Al-Quds, Jerusalem. فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. And the pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She said, would that I had died before this and had been forgotten and out of a sight. فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا. And then the babe Jesus, or it is also said that he could be Jibreel himself, cried unto her from below her, saying, grieve not, your Rabb has provided a water stream under you. وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا. And shake the trunk of the palm tree towards you. It will let you fall fresh ripe dates upon you. فكلي واشربي وقري عينا فإما تريني من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نظرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. So eat and drink and be glad. And if you see any human being, say, verily I have vowed a fast unto the most beneficent Allah, so I shall not speak to any human being this day. فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. So then she brought him, the baby, to her people, carrying him. They said, O Mary, indeed you have brought a thing which is unheard, which is unheard, and something that is a mighty thing, not heard before. يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. O sister, that is the like of Aaron, not the brother of Moses, but he was another pious man at the time of Mary. Your father was not a man who used to commit adultery, nor your mother was an unchaste woman. They accused her. فأشارت إليه. She pointed then to him. قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهدي صبيا. They said, how can we talk to one who is a child in the cradle? قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. He, Jesus, said, verily I am a slave of Allah. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. And he has made me blessed whatsoever I be, and has enjoined on me prayer and zakat, charity, as long as I live. وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. And dutiful to my mother, and made me not arrogant, unblessed. والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. And salam, peace be upon me, the day I was born, and the day I will die, and the day I shall be raised alive. ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون. Such is Jesus, son of Mary. It is a statement of truth about which they doubt or dispute. ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. It befits not the majesty of Allah that he should beget a son. This refers to the slanderous talk of claiming that Allah has taken children. Glorified and exalted Allah above all what they associate with him. When he decrees a thing, he only says to it be, and it is. And then he spoke about his message. Say, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Jesus said, and verily Allah is my Rabb and your Rabb, so worship him alone. That is the straight path, the straight path of monotheism which Allah had ordained for all of his prophets. What about other characteristics of Jesus of Isa? وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. And he, Allah, will teach him, Jesus, the book, and al-hikmah, which is the faultless speech of the prophets, wisdom, etc. And the Torah and the Gospel.
and will make him وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ and will make him Jesus, a messenger to the children of Israel, saying, I have come to you with a sign from your Rabb, that I designed for you out of clay as it were the figure of a bird, and breathe into it and it becomes a bird by Allah's leave. And I hear him who has born blind, who was born blind, and the leper, and I bring the dead to life by Allah's leave. And I inform you of what you eat and what you store in your houses. Surely there is a sign for you if you believe. وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ وَلِيُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَجِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُّسْتَقِيمٌ. And I have come confirming that which was before me of the Torah, and to make lawful to you part of what was forbidden to you. And I have come to you with a proof from your Rabb, Allah. So fear Allah and obey me. Truly Allah is my Rabb and your Rabb. So worship him alone. This is the straight path. And then a message to the people of the book, to the Jews and the Christians, concerning the personality of Jesus. يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. O people of the scriptures, Jews and Christians, don't exceed the limits in your religion, nor say of Allah aught but the truth. إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا. The Messiah, son of Mary Jesus, was no more than a messenger of Allah, and his word be and he was, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit created by him, by Allah. So believe in Allah and his messengers. Say not three, Trinity, cease, it is better for you. For Allah is the only one Ilah, God. Glory be to him, far exalted is he, above having a son. To him belongs all that is in heavens and all that is in the earth. And Allah is self-sufficient, all-sufficient, as a disposer of all affairs. And because of their Jews' disbelief, and uttering against Mary a grave false charge that she was committed illegal sexual intercourse, and because of their saying in boost, we killed Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, this was the response from Allah. But they killed him not, nor crucified him. But the resemblance of Jesus was put over another man, and they killed that man. And those who differ therein are full of doubts. They have no certain knowledge. They follow nothing but conjecture. For surely they killed him not, that is Jesus, son of Mary. Will terminate, including humans and other than that. The final quotations from the Quran. فلما أحس عيسى منهم الكفر قال من أنصاري إلى الله. Allah speaks now about the course of da'wah, of propagation that Jesus, peace be upon him, took while preaching to the children of Israel. Then he, Jesus, came to know of their disbelief, of the people around him. He said, who will be my helper in Allah's cause? The disciples said, we are the helpers of Allah, we believe in Allah, and bear witness that we are Muslims, that is, we submit to Allah in Islam. Our Rabb Allah, we believe in what you have sent down, and we follow the messenger, Jesus.
So write us down among those who bear witness to the truth that there is no true God except you. And remember when Allah said, O Jesus, I will take you and raise you to myself and clear you of the first statement that Jesus is Allah's son, of those who disbelieve, and I will make those who follow you superior to those who disbelieve in the oneness of Allah or disbelieve in some of the messengers. For example, those who disbelieve in the true gospel or the true Torah or the Quran. Till the day of resurrection, then you will return to me and I will judge between you and the matters in which you used to dispute. Then the following, which I will end up with, the following statements that will take place on the day of judgment concerning whether Jesus preached to be God or preached to be Son of God. This is in Surah, in chapter 5, which is the food table. It's called the food table, chapter 5 in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم اذكر نعمتي عليك وعلى والدتك. Or remember, son of Mary, Jesus, remember my favor to you and to your mother when I supported you with Gabriel so that you spoke to the people in the cradle and in maturity, and when I taught you writing al-shikma, wisdom, the Torah and the gospel, and when you made out of the clay as it were the figure of a bird by my permission, and you breathed into it and it became a bird by my permission, and you healed those born and blind and the lepers by my permission, and when you brought forth the dead by my permission, and when I restrained the children of Israel from you when they resolved to kill you, since you came unto them with clear proofs, and the disbelievers among them said, this is nothing but evident magic. And when I, Allah, put in the hearts of the disciples of Jesus to believe in me and my messenger, they said, we believe, and bear witness that we are submitters in Islam. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ. And remember when Allah will say on the day of resurrection, O Jesus, son of Mary, did you say unto men, worship me and my mother as two gods besides Allah? He will say, glory be to you. It was not for me to say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, you would surely have known it. You know what is in my inner self, though I don't know what's in yours. Truly, you, only you, are the all-knower of all that is hidden and unseen. Never I said, or did I say to them, aught except what you, Allah, did command me to say. Worship Allah, my Rabb and your Rabb. And I was a witness over them while I dwelt amongst them. But when you took me up, you were the watcher over them. And you are a witness to all things. This is a great admonition and warning to those who take of Jesus as they took of him God or Son of God. This is really some or most of the texts that deal with the creation as well as the nature of Jesus, of Isa alayhi salam, as it came in the Quran. The message continues. Jesus, peace be upon him, before he was lifted up to Allah, he spoke of the coming of Muhammad, peace be upon him, saying, as Allah said in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدُ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. And remember, when Jesus, son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, I am the messenger of Allah to you, confirming what came before me from the Torah. وَمُبَشِّرًا, and giving the glad tidings, the good news, about a messenger that will come after me by the name of Ahmad. And by the name, the Prophet, by the way, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has five names. One of them is Muhammad, and one of them is
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق إن ربك عليم حكيم لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم